I've been doing the fire service for 19 years, EMS for just over 18, and I've been a paramedic for 11 years. I love it. It's all I do. That's all I want to do for the rest of my life is fire and EMS.
What do you love about it? What drew you to the field?
Well, it's be able to help someone. I love the fact of being able to go to somebody's worst day of their lives and try to help them out, try to straighten it out for them. Doesn't always work, of course, but I love to try. I've been doing it ever since I was 18 years old. I started out as a volunteer, and then I started the paid service. I went overseas working for the Department of Defense for 3 deployments in Iraq. And then I got the job in Bristol Bay, Burl, Alaska, and got Alaskanitis because I never can get rid of it. I've been infected with Alaskanitis for the rest of my life.
And what drew you to Unalaska specifically?
I've been to several other places, and one thing I've noticed that I have really don't see many people frowning here in Alaska. When I did my interview process, that's one thing I noticed. And I also noticed that a lot of the workers here at the city seem pretty happy as well. And that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be somewhere I'm going to be for a while. I don't plan on leaving anytime soon.
How is your division doing right now? We've heard that you're pretty understaffed.
The EMS side, we're doing well. The fire side, we're hurting. We have about 4 volunteers that have firefighter 1 and 2 certifications. So we're lacking in that environment. Luckily for the citizens of Unalaska, there's not that many fires. But at the same time, it's hard for the firefighters to have the training to be able to do their job effectively. So that's one of the big jobs that I have.
So the next steps are to keep recruiting and to certify more volunteers. But don't you need a place to burn live fires to get everyone trained?
Trying to do is right now is trying to maybe get some containers donated to the city and work with a landowner somewhere to get these containers placed so we can actually build a live burn area so we can actually train these folks. Even though if a volunteer does not want to go inside of a structure fire, doesn't mean they can't volunteer. For you guys out there that want to become volunteers, please come by the DPS and fill an application out. There's always some way, somehow, we can get you to help out.
Before you, Unalaska hadn't had a fire chief in maybe a year and a half. Is it hard trying to get everything back to square one?
I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but a little bit of in Bristol Bay, we tripled the volunteer roster within about 9 months of me being there. Big part of it was try to gain a family environment. I'm heart and soul into the volunteers. And I hope the volunteers feel that from me, even this month and a half that I've been here. Hopefully they can feel a difference. If they don't, then hopefully they'll tell me so I can let them know that I do care.
There's been a lot of debate over the idea of restructuring the Department of Public Safety so that the fire division is more independent from the police division. What's your stance?
Some other questions about the splitting of the department, I'm not at liberty to say. Other people above me, my pay grade, is going to make those decisions. Originally, when I was interviewed and hired, I was told that I was going to be reporting to the city manager with some operational through the DPS director. And as of right now, it's through the DPS director due to the fact there's an interim city manager. So it's kind of confusing somewhat. This is a unique environment. I've never been part of a department that actually had a director over the fire chief. It was more the fire chief was kind of a standalone department. So that is unique. And we'll eventually figure it out.